With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a day for Croatia, the smallest country, I believe, in the tournament. Is that about right?
That might be correct. I'll have to check that. I know they're the second smallest to ever make the final.
I think they're the smallest in this World Cup, and they played a hell of a second half against England. That late goal in extra time was unbelievable. I think they put it in at around $1.12 or something like that, right, with about 8 minutes left. That guy slipped behind that defense and kicked in that header off. I mean, it was just unbelievable that he caught the English defender sleeping and snuck behind him and kicked it in and made it to the opposite corner. It was a hell of a shot.
There's two of them sleeping. There's two guys, like, right next to him just watching the ball as it goes in the air, forgetting there's someone right next to him that could put it in the net.
And now they'll meet France in the final on Sunday. And in the consolation game Saturday, Belgium and England, they've already played prior to this.
Yeah, I don't know why they still have this third-place game. It's terrible. But something else to bet on, as they say.
So, it certainly is.
I thought the game was – I'm with you 100%. I thought that they dominated the game, especially after halftime. I thought it was all Croatia. It made no sense to me. Croatia was the team that had just come off two games in penalties, playing the extra 30 minutes in both of the games they needed to get here. England had not done that. You would think that England would be the team that still had a lot of gas in the tank as they got to the 70th, 80th, 90th minute. But it was Croatia who seemed to have that extra boost and that energy
right
in them. And they took it to England the whole second half.
And the physicality of it.
Which is exactly...
It was like they played dirty.
I told you last night, if they're physical with England and they knock them around and they play that grind-it-out type of game, that's not going to be good for England. It wasn't. Did you even see Kane out there other than when he hit the post in the first half?
No.
On that ball that he should have put in? Kane did nothing in the game. Did zero. I mean, I'm going to give the guy a pass. He had a great World Cup. He's probably going to win the Golden Boot because, unless Mbappe goes crazy in the final or whatever. But I thought they shut him down. Croatia needs to do the same exact thing they did today. They need to do that on Sunday against France, and they might be in good shape.
So do you think they can beat France?
Yes, I do. I think that this World Cup has shown you. Here's what I love about Croatia being in the final. Before this thing started, I complained about how it's always the same teams. You always get the same teams in the final. The Germanys, the Brazils, the Argentinas, things like that. And now here we are. Who would have thought? I think I saw it before the tournament. A 3% chance to win the whole thing was Croatia. They're sitting in the final with a chance to do it. I love it. I was rooting for England, but now I'll be rooting for Croatia on Sunday. I hope they do it. I think it's a great story.
There you go. Cody in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, brother?
Hey, dude.
Another day in paradise.
I'm telling you.
Listen, I thought it was crazy today because I thought England was going to make it. And then Croatia, of course, daggum throws their daggum dice in and just makes it a daggum competition.
I think it's impossible, almost literally, in these games, these great games, which are these, you know, final few games here, like the quarters, the semis, and the final. It's almost, in my view, literally unpredictable. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, literally, who's going to win these games? Like, you think? I'm with you. I thought that England would win, and I think, you know, everyone did. And you just have no clue about a team's heart or their drive or their desperation or their, you know, attitudes. Like, I just thought Croatia played like monsters in the second half. Like, they just absolutely wanted it more and refused to let England have the ball and have a chance to win the game. I literally thought, because they had, I think, 56% of the possessions in the game. I thought Croatia literally had the ball for the entire second half. I mean, they had every chance. And I thought that's how you win a game. And I just think Carver High, it's very, very hard to predict these games because all these teams are very good. And England looked really good for 47 minutes. And then they disappeared. It was like they ran out of water.
It was really strange. Like I said, you thought they were the team that played 220-minute games in a row. You would have thought it was them,
right,
the way that they folded. Meanwhile, it was Croatia. They're the team that played back-to-back 120-minute games. So it was really bizarre. They ran out of steam. They could not generate anything or get anything going in the second half. Croatia just dominated everything.
When you watched this team, like, over the last several, like, all right, so I'm watching them, right? And you know, the last five games, they beat Croatia 2-0, right? Am I wrong? I want to get this correct. Is this right? Like, so they played 2-2 with Russia, 1-1 with Denmark, and
those
then
are the two games that they won on penalties.
Right, and then they won on penalties, right? And then Iceland, they beat them 2-1. They beat Argentina 3-0, and they beat Nigeria 2-0, and then they win this game in extra time. And I mean, honestly, if you've watched them play over the last, let's say, six games, because I've seen them play every game, you cannot deny that they absolutely never go away, and they always are in every game, no matter what the situation is, no matter how late they needed a goal. It didn't matter. Even when Russia scored late on them to tie it, it was you thought they had the game in the bag. Russia scores with like 3 minutes left. They go to penalty kicks. They win it. They always found a way to win, and it was like watching them steamroll these last six games that I think they steamrolled their way to the final.
Absolutely. Now, when you get into those two games with penalties, they're very fortunate because I always consider those coin flips. I really do. And they won both of those penalties. That's hard winning back-to-back penalties because I feel like it's such a tough thing
pressure
to win because I feel like it's literally a flip of a coin,
right,
who's going to win penalties, and they won two of them back-to-back.
Right.
So you got to give them a little bit of luck on that point, but 95% of what they've done is, you're absolutely right. They have absolutely steamrolled teams. What they did to Argentina in the group stage was unbelievable. They wrecked them in that
game. 3-0.
They crushed them in that game. They dominated Argentina. They played well every game. When they needed to clamp down in the Denmark and Russia games, and even today, they did that. They got physical with England today. I think they absolutely have a chance to win this game on Sunday. France definitely has more skilled players. Mbappe, Griezmann, all those guys, a lot of skill on France. I love Modric.
Modric is a great player. He's like a little engine.
He's unbelievable.
Cody in Alabama, who do you like on Sunday?
Man, I really want to pull for France, but I mean, I had England going all the way, and I'm a Tottenham Hotspur fan, so I mean, that shows why. I mean, you got five players on England, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, the way Croatia played today, I mean, it's kind of hard to go against them. I mean, you got France with such a fast team. They're so fast. They're very good in transition, but Croatia, they know how to win.
Yeah, and I think everyone and their brother is going to be betting on France. I think the whole world thinks France is going to win. The minute they won today, everyone had, like, they won the game, and instead of celebrating their great win, they talked about how they're not going to beat France. Everyone just doubts them, and I think it's a dangerous way to make a living. I've always believed when a great team, which is what they are, when people say they have no chance at all, none, and they're not, they're not going to win and there's no way they'll win, 9 times out of 10 they'll win because there's nothing better than being so underwhelmed and so underdog that no one believes in you and you have no chance. And then the other team starts believing that they're going to get it done just by walking on the field or walking on the ice or whatever. And I mean, literally, I believe everyone thinks they have no chance at all, and I think that everyone's on France, and I think Croatia's got a hell of a chance. I really do.
I'm right there. I think they absolutely can do it. I think it's going to be a good game, different styles, and Croatia could do what they did today, get physical, knock those skill players of France around a little bit and get tough with them. They can definitely be there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.